Hello.
Hello, sir. You're very welcome. Welcome. I'm at your service.
Like a single bed room, please.
Single bed? Okay. Want it for yourself?
Of course.
Oh, you've come at the best time. And we have a few VIP singles available right now, and the best single bedroom is... have you been here before? Because you look familiar to me. I thought I'd give you the room you had last time so you could relive some memories. This is the one I was talking about. Best room, it's 207. Facing the shrine, plenty of sunshine and all the facilities you could want. We also have a tour guide with a translator.
My friend, I want a room to rest in for just a few hours.
Ah, you're tired. You must have been travelling for a long time then, right?
5 years.
Where are you coming from? Can you give me your ID, please?
Here you go.
No, your ID.
I don't have ID.
But this is...
This is my parole note from prison.
Parole? But you have to have an ID card.
You ever been to prison before?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's it. When they give you this piece of paper, they don't give you your ID back.
Oh, they don't give it back. Well, Mr. Amir Shukuhi, this is a hotel. This is a hotel, and it has rules and regulations, and one of its rules is that a customer has to give in their ID. I understand you're on parole and you have problems, but this...
Mate, you're going to give me a room or not?
A room... it's not that I don't want to help you. It's not up to me at all. What I mean is, even if you go to another hotel right now, I doubt that they would give you a room with just this. I mean, without ID. I'm sorry, but how long were you in there? I didn't mean anything by it. Want me to go and talk to Mr. Habibi, the owner of the hotel? I don't think it would make any difference whether I talk to him or not. Oh, sir, please forgive me. I've never had a customer like you before. I really don't know what to do.
That's fine.
I upset him. Why should he get upset? What did he expect?
Congratulations, may you live in happiness. Congratulations. Yes, now that's what you call tea. Congratulations to... Hello? Well, well, Berus, my dear friend. Long time no see. Great. Fantastic. God willing, in 10 days' time. Yes, I swear. What? Who's come? Which Amir? Shokuhi. Okay. Have you guys got together to pull a prank on me again? The Amir Shokuhi who... So where is he now? And why has he come here? Okay, well, not everybody who wants to go to the shrine comes to this neighborhood. Me? Why should I be scared? What have I done? Come off it, Beirus. Go where? I've ordered a load. I'm waiting for them to bring them all in. What are you talking about? Don't be so drastic, Beirus. There's nothing going to happen. So let him come. It's none of my business. What could happen? Yes? Yes, yes. No, I'm sorry, I got distracted all of a sudden. Thank you very much for calling and letting me know. Beru, stop that! Don't worry. Nothing will happen, my friend. Look, I'm busy right now. I'll call you later. Thank you. Say hello to everyone. Yeah, thank you again. Goodbye. What a mess I'm in. Wasn't supposed to get out so early. Oh, no, no, no. He's gonna go and tell on me, like a kid. The circumstances, Oh, I have no luck.
Can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Have you come to take a picture?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Amir.
Amir, are you a traveller?
Yeah.
For how long?
3 days.
Well, do you need a picture for a specific thing? What kind of picture do you want? 3x4, coloured, black and white, which one?
Makes no difference.
Are you tired, my son?
Kind of.
Come into the studio. Come. I'm sorry for going in first.
That's all right. Two, one, one. Has he answered a phone? Where did he go? Why won't he answer? Does something to Razzie.
Oh no. They hung up. When Sajjad's here, I mean my grandchild, he gets through everything, but when he's not around, it's all a mess. Okay, my son. I think your picture will be ready this evening. Oh, but no. I don't want to make a promise, because, you see, I'm alone and Sajjad's at university. I think it'll be ready tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, yes.
I'll wait.
Well, I thought you'd be in a rush and come back. Then you come and get it tomorrow morning?
I'll wait right here.
Till tomorrow? Oh, the phone. Hello. Jamal's son, how are you? How are you doing? What is it? What's the matter? Why are you whispering? Huh? All right. Yes, yes. All right. Yes. Well, yes, yes. Okay, okay, I get it. No, no, don't worry. Okay, it's okay. Are you in the shop right now? Okay, 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 we'll talk later, later, later. Okay, son, okay. So, sir, you didn't say your surname.
Yeah, I'm a Shokui.
Mr. Amir...
Shokui.
Shokui. Okay. Here, son. It'll be ready in the morning.
Okay. Would you mind if I, stayed in your shop till the morning?
Yeah. I close up at night and go home. Yeah. There's a hotel right here, son. You want me to talk to Mr. Habibi? He's my friend.
Nah, truth is, I went there, but, well, you see, they wanted my ID, which I don't have. It's okay. I'll go and sleep on the bench out there.
Jamal, what's wrong? Why have you closed up so early?
Come, stop face-razzy shop. Stand in front of me. Turn your back on me.
It's rude to turn away when we're talking.
Turn around and act as if I'm not here. The shop's closed and you're not talking to me.
But why?
Turn around and look over there. I don't want him to know the shop's open.
What for?
Look, I'm going to tell you something, so listen.
Okay.
Go and stand by Razzy's window without making him suspicious. Gesture to him to come out, okay?
What for?
Turn around and don't look at me.
Right.
I don't want him to know that I'm here. Someone's come who mustn't know that I'm here.
Who's come?
Turn around, I said.
Okay.
His name's Amir. Amir Shokui.
Amir Shokui? Oh, I know Shokui.
Turn around, I said. Turn around and look over there.
Amir Shokui, the one who's just come out of prison? Well, that's him, isn't it?
What did you say?
What?
Come in.
Why should I come in?
Come in.
What
come
for?
In, I want to talk to you. I'm not going to do anything to you.
Want?
Come in! Come in!
Why are you closing the door? Let
Tell
go!
Me, how did you know that he was out of prison?
Because he came to the hotel.
Oh, did he ask for me?
What?
Has he been released from prison? He's not going back. He's free!
No, he came to get a room.
Get a room? He won't leave me alone till he's finished with me.
What's he got to do with you?
What's he got to do with me? Oh, forget it. Go and tell Razzy. Razzy,
what are you doing? Has he come after you?
What else? He's come to buy nuts and raisins. Tell me, they really let him go so soon?
No, he's not free. He's on parole for 3 days. I saw his parole note myself.
That's worse! That's worse!
Why?
The truth is, Vahid, I sent Amir Shokui to prison.
No, you're serious? Were you a police officer once and you didn't tell me?
No, but I knew a robbery was going to take place, so I called the police. Then the police came, they arrested Amir Shokui and sentenced him to 7-8 years in prison. I've destroyed his life. Now he's not in Razzy's shop to take a picture. You know why he's on parole. He's come out to tear me apart and go back to prison, all happy. Now go out before he finds out that I'm in the shop.
Now, Jamal, did you really, really catch him and throw him into prison? How would you give him into the police? You know why I ask? When I was a kid, you know, I've never seen my father before. My mum told me that once he caught a thief and he wanted to give him over to the police, but, well...
Vahid, now is not the time for telling me your stories.
Why are you hiding here anyway? Oh, don't worry. Come out, go and talk to him. You're a man, aren't you? Talk to him and say...
I don't need you to teach me how to be brave. I'm staying right here. I won't come out even if he stays there for 10 days. He's dangerous.
Suit yourself.
Now, Vahid, when you go over there, pretend that I'm not here. I'm on vacation. Say I'm on my honeymoon.
Honeymoon? But you're not even married yet.
Vahid, don't argue with me. Go out. You're going to go and give me away.
Poor Miss Padida.
Don't look back.
Jamal says because he's ruined his life, he must have come to get his revenge.
Jamal's always exaggerating. I told Vahid to call the prison and get some information out of them.
Oh, I was panicking so much, I didn't look at his parole note properly to see if it was fake or not. You see, we once had a customer who bought a fake doctor's note.
Oh, Sayed Razee. Do you think it's safe leaving him in your shop?
Oh, what if he touches something?
Now tell me, has Jamal really locked himself up in his shop?
Yes, he's hiding. Do you want me to go and keep an eye on him?
But you said Jamal told you not to go to him.
No, not Jamal.
Who?
I mean the prisoner.
Prisoner? Son. That man has a name. His name is Amir Shakuhi. Don't forget that. On the other hand, why should you go and keep an eye on him? Has something happened? I'm sorry, Sayed Razee. He's a thief. He's been sent to prison for theft. Oh, so because he was a thief and went to prison... You're the judges, are you? Guessing what happened and convicting him? No, we're worried about you and Jamal. We don't want anything to happen to you. He's mischievous. It's in his blood. And he might make trouble.
Then that's why you didn't give him a room, then. You think that when someone's made a mistake once, they're going to be the same for the rest of their lives.
But, Sayed, he didn't have ID. Didn't you tell me that customers must have ID, so I couldn't give him a room?
I told him not to serve anyone without ID.
Son, with Jamal's help, now we know what this poor guy's crime was. But there are people who know more about the law and convictions than us. They caught him in time, they took him to trial, convicted him, and decided how long he should serve. You understand? And the same people gave him parole to come out. They're the law. And now you two have decided to become judges and judge him?
Well, you know we were...
No, son. No, my friend. This isn't right. You go and tell Jamal to come out of his shop. Amir's coming to my place tonight.
Huh? You want to take him home with you?
My dear Mr. Habibi, when you see someone committing a crime in the middle of the night, you mustn't look at him in the same way in the morning, because he might have repented in the morning without you knowing. Goodbye.
I'll walk with you. Welcome.
Was now the time to call. Hello, Beirut. Thank you. What? No, nothing's happened. Actually, he showed up just as you called. He came here. Yes, I saw him. No, why should I be scared? I haven't done anything. I'm in the shop. Yes, but thank you anyway. What? Okay. If anything happens, I'll let you know. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Where has that Vahid gone? I just asked him to do one thing. Don't worry, I'm not a runaway. This is my parole note.
I don't need to see it.
Do you know me?
No, son. I don't know you. Well, it's old age. Sometimes you can't remember anything at all. I wanted to say, you're my guest tonight, son.
Truth is, I came to do something, and then we'll just go back to where I came. I really don't want to trouble anyone.
There's no need to be in a rush.
No, I'm not in a rush. Okay, I'll wait a bit longer.
You know Jamal, this Jamal? He's a good man.
Okay.
You know him?
Jamal? No, I don't.
Jamal. Well, that doesn't matter. Let's see what happens in the morning.
Well, yeah, I've decided to wait and see what happens. When I came out, I thought, go home. Well, after 5 years, you start to miss it. I'm a human being, anyway. I thought I'd call, tell them I'm coming, before I went there. And I found out, there's no one there waiting for me. No one wants me to go home.
Son, don't upset yourself, my dear. Don't think about it. Maybe they had problems and complications.
Yeah, well, they've got every right. I've got no right, it seems.
Let's not talk about it. Tonight, you're my guest.
Well, my family didn't want me. How come you're taking me to your house? I mean, for what?
A cheese sandwich and a place to sleep. No need for an explanation, though.
Last night, after I called home, heard all that, I looked around. I saw I was near the shrine, only a street away, when a man grabs me, as if he'd caught a thief. He started cursing at me.
Oh, no.
And he said, where are you going? You're going to go and steal again. You want to pickpocket Imam Reza's pilgrims? I was too ashamed to say, so I left. No.
But why? Don't think everyone's like that, man. If there's anywhere in this city you can feel accepted, a place where everybody and anybody is accepted, it's there. Sit down. Sit down, I want to talk to you.
Oh, no. Hello. Hi. How are you? Thank you. How's Sarah? Oh. Telephone. Oh, yeah, yes. It was ringing so much, it was getting on my nerves, so I disconnected it. Yes. My voice? Listen, today I shouted an awful lot. I've lost my voice, I thought. Well, I thought I'd give my throat a bit of a rest, yes. Excuse me? You sure? Will Vahid die if he keeps a secret? Oh, God, he drives me mad. Yes, dear. Don't worry. The shop's open and people are coming and going just as they please. Yes, don't worry. No, what are you talking about now? Excuse me? You have to rely on me even right now. You have to rely on me for as long as we live. No, dear. Don't worry about a thing. These things don't frighten me. I'm braver than you think. Of course. What? I don't have unfinished business with anyone. I'll go and see him right now. And just don't worry about anything. Don't stress yourself out over anything, dear. Yes, I don't know what to do with Vahid. Yes, dear, yes. Take care of yourself. Go, dear, go. Say hi to Sarah for me. I'll tell you whatever there is to tell you. I don't lie. I don't lie to you. Yes, dear. Goodbye. Vahid, what have you done?
How are my buds? I'm talking about my little ones. Do they need anything? Powdered milk. Okay, I will. Right away. Mazumay, I've got a guest. I'll call you later. I'm sorry.
Razi, he's here. Mr. Habibi,
well.
Hussein Razi has
come.
Come
in, come in. You're very
Thank
welcome.
Thank you very
come
much.
Come in, please.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much. I've disturbed you. Has something come up, Razi?
No, son. Nothing's come up.
I can't
at
bring
all.
Some tea.
No, son. No, I've just had some. It's no
Sit
trouble.
Down.
No, I've had some.
Okay,
Sit
excuse
down.
Me.
Is Jamal still in his shop?
I think so. I mean, I haven't seen him come out. He has every right, Syed. If he comes out and they face each other, well, who knows what will happen?
I doubt Amir's come here for him at all. Then why has he come, Syed Razi? Well, I don't know. Vahid, do you remember the first day you came and asked Mr. Habibi for a job?
Yes, I do.
It was strange of Mr. Habibi to entrust the hotel to you before getting to know you well. Why did he do that? He trusted you. He even told us to trust you. To Jamal, even. Our own Jamal. You don't know. You weren't here. Jamal was Hajagar Samavat's apprentice. He threw him out. I don't know what happened between them and why. When someone's been chucked out, it's very difficult to stand on your feet again. To start a business for yourself, open a shop. I asked Mr. Habibi to help him, to trust him. God rest Mazpadidar's husband's soul. He helped him. He pushed him. He started working, started his business. I myself, even. When I came to this neighborhood, there was no one to support me, to help me out. You know, when you start from the bottom, you're always worried that you'll fall in a pit. And there's no one to support you, to catch you. So that man who's sitting in my shop, if we don't help him out now, if we don't support him now, now he's finally free and wants to start something. He's always scared he might fall in a pit. He has no one, no support, no help, and no one to have his back. That's how I live. That's how I was. I won't hide myself from Amir Shakui. I won't even hide him away. I'll take him home. He's my guest. I mean, he's really Imam Reza's guest. That's the way I am. I don't know about you, and I don't want you to be like me. What I want is for you to be free to decide.
Syed, I don't run this place. I'm an employee, and this hotel has rules. Customers have to have ID. And what Jamal was telling me, well, makes me worry there might be some trouble.
You shouldn't judge a person based on what someone else says. Yes, son.
He can stay here. I was actually going to send Vahid after him.
I know, son. I know you were deciding on that, but it's best if he's with me. Tonight we'll go to the shrine together, and then I'll take him home. You just go and bring Jamal out of his shop. How long is he going to stay there?
He told me he's not prepared to come out until Amir has gone.
Vahid, son, go and tell him that I want to talk to him.
Okay, I'll go and call him right now.
Yes, son.
I'll deal with you later. You called Miss Padadar.
Oh, look, you're saying
right
now.
Let me get me going.
Sir, Mr. Shikuhi, you go out for a minute. He's very angry right now. When he's calmed down, you guys can talk, all right?
Talk to who? Who is he anyway? What's it got to do with you anyway? What do you want with me? I'm not going to fight. I just came to talk. I'm not going to fight with him.
If you're not angry, why did you storm out of your shop like that?
So what if I did? Mr. Amashikuhi, 5 years ago, I put you in prison. I did the right thing, and I don't regret doing it. Your family were good people, except you, who make trouble everywhere. And if I hadn't given you into the police and sent you to prison, well, God knows what you would have done until now.
Oh, don't start a fight now.
That was you.
What was me?
You gave me in, eh?
But yes, I did. Why did you come here? Look, there's no need to feel sorry for me. I told you, I don't regret doing it at all. You have to thank me for stopping you from being a thief for the rest of your miserable life.
It was you.
Vahid, what's going on here?
I'll find out. Wait a minute. Sir, don't you know who he is?
No. Why should I know him?
Well, if you don't know him, then why have you come here to tear him apart?
I came for something else.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me it was all for nothing hiding in the shop all of this time? You really don't know me. You didn't know that I did it.
No. In the beginning, you know, I thought a lot about who it might have been. For a long time, I planned till morning what to do with that person when I finally came out. I couldn't fall asleep at night. But then I stopped thinking about it altogether. I was just waiting to come out. That's all. Waiting to be free. That's it. Thank you, anyway. For what? Give me your hand.
What is this?
A rosary?
Yes, it's made out of date stones.
Are these your works?
Yes, yeah, I wrote them. I made the frames and framed them myself. For a long time, I intended on coming to Imam Reza's shrine to repent and donate these. But I was ashamed of myself. Even this time, I asked for parole. But again, I couldn't do it. Well, what I want to say is, here you are. I want you to do it for me. And these ones.
These are handmade as well?
Yeah, they're date stones.
They're beautiful. Thank you very much, son. They're so beautiful. They're very, very beautiful. What lovely handwriting. Wow. Well done. But son, you have to give them. You have to talk to him yourself.
Oh, I can't.
No, son, don't worry. This time I'll be with you. All the way.
Okay. They say night and day drag on in prison. However much you count, it gets longer. However much you wait for the last day seems to get further away. If I said I didn't count the days, I'd be lying. I did count them. I waited to be given just one day. Or even less. A few hours even, just to repent. And I thought, oh, there are loads of people whose forgiveness I have to ask for. It's impossible. I thought it'd be best to go to just one person. Sit in his shrine. Cry my heart out. I say, sir, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I repent. He knows why. You forgive me? If you forgive me, God will forgive me.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن، میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر، دنبال خاطراتم، اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.